4 NUE mobile.
4 HGX mobile.
Hey, boss man, how are you today?
I'm doing good for a rainy day. How about you?
Good. Unfortunately, I got to get on 85 here in a few minutes. So, not too happy about that, but it is what it is.
You're a pretty good day. Went to Sam's and I'm trying to find me a new pair of boots. I've got some that are wore out and need to replace them.
You see on your feet all day, you need a good pair of boots. Me and Chris usually go to Red Wing, I don't know, every couple years, I'd say. A little pricey, but boy, they sure did save us a lot of pain.
I know what you mean. I'm usually got a pair of Wolverines, or I've got a pair of, I can't remember what they are, higher sitters on right now, which is Red Wings.
One of those little fancy machines where you stand on it and you can get your inserts with it and all that, and I don't know, we've been doing that for years, and I don't know, we just like them. They stop a lot of pain, and that pain's worth a lot of money, or not having it's worth a lot of money.
That's one thing I don't skimp on at all is my boots. I want something that's comfortable and going to last me a little while.
Yeah, have you got the missus with you today?
The co-pilot seat.
Say hello, hello from me, and y'all get all your groceries done.
Save that for last. Got some cold stuff to get. We'll wait and do that last thing. So what you out heading around doing?
Went by Harbor Freight and got a few, cheap things. I got a bunch of meters that I need to keep from getting scratched up and damaged in my toolbox. And antenna analyzer, and I got a couple of other analyzers. And I just went and got me one of those little cheap foam boxes that, aluminum with foam in it. And that way I don't have to worry about tearing them up so bad. But, them old boxes are good for things like that. But, and then I'm back out on the road fixing to get on 85.
Boxes are pretty handy sometimes, especially with the foam insert, so you can cut them out or pull it out either way. It's set up to protect your equipment.
But you gonna be on the net tonight?
Ethan's planning on it anyway. You calling the net tonight, or is Richard calling?
Tonight is Veterans Day, and just try to recognize veterans and all. But Richard normally does Friday nights, but I worked a deal out with him, and so I'm glad of that.
Going over and sit with my grandfather while the net was going on. He's a retired Navy.
Good idea. It's a good idea. Go over and sit with him, and when you check in, we'll recognize him. I can't recognize him as a call, but we can mention him as as your grandfather, and wish him a happy Veterans Day.
Like it. He don't get out a whole lot anymore. He goes to certain places and goes over and visits with his female friend, let's put it that way.
I see, okay. Well, that's all good. I mean, that's a good thing. That's what we've made to, we can't be alone, so, But anyway, well, listen, let me duck on out of here, and I'm going to stop in here and get some fuel. I'm not looking forward to this, by the way. But 73s, and tell the missus I said hello, and y'all be safe. Have a wonderful day, Patrick. I'll see you on later down the log. I'm clear.
73 Chad. You be careful out there on 85, and be careful with your wallet there at the fuel pump. KO4 HKX 73.
Grow TR in 4 OVQ.
4 OVQ, K4 GSC. Stacy, I didn't know you was still amongst the living.
Roger, I'm still hanging out, though. Well,
that's good to hear your voice. I reckon it's probably been 2-3 years since I heard you.
So, I'm sure that I get on every now and then. Well, I got into DMR and D-Star and that kind of stuff, and I'm just kind of back and forth, and you doing okay?
Doing well, and got to where I can finally start getting on the radio again. It worked, kept me out of it for a long time, but I'm back, like you say. K4 GSC.
Can you, and I could be wrong here, maybe, I don't think I am, but didn't you go into security work at one time?
Hey, Roger, well, that was always my profession, but, recently, I'm going to school, and quit doing that. I'm working at a hospital right now, but, I'm actually studying to take my EPA exams. I'm getting into the HVAC field. I got them tests a week from today.
Well, that's good. I'm sure you'll do well. And I retired, and I still work at the mall 2 days a week on Monday and Tuesday, still doing the same little security job, but I actually retired in 2017, but it's just a little something to do. And by the time I get off on Tuesday, by the time next Monday morning gets here, I'm ready to go back, because ain't not a whole lot to do out there. If you don't have a job, I mean, you retire, ain't nothing to do. So I just try to find myself going here, going there, and it's not, they call it the golden years, but I hadn't found nothing real golden yet, over.
You understand, you're still looking for that goat. But, everybody's still kicking. I noticed when I got back on the radio, I wasn't hearing you or Larry much, and I was sick, and I come in here and turn the radio on, and happened to hear you call Tom there, and I thought, well, dang, I ain't heard Stacy in forever.
I run across a guy the other week. He heard me just like you did, and it was Damon. And you know, Damon had got a new call several years ago, and I can't never remember it. But he drives a truck. Can't remember exactly what it is. Anyway, I had never got off. I just things get involved, then the COVID hit us. Blah blah blah. So
Roger, you're right about that. The whole world's gone crazy and going, you know, where in a handbasket. So, but it's good to hear your voice. Good to know you're still out there kicking.
There's probably somebody sitting back saying, well, what's COVID got to do with you being on the radio? Well, nothing. It just got involved in other stuff, trying to deal with that and worrisome and just wasn't in the mood for radio. Over.
Saying that I took spells where you get on the radio and people are talking nonsense or you know, things like it. It's the same old things day in, day out. And I figured, well, I'm going to lay this down for a little bit, and it'll be a couple months before I pick it back up again. But the past 3 weeks, I've been able to get on and really enjoy it, and actually started studying for my extra again, and we'll see how that goes. Now that I've been going back to school, a lot of that math in that extra book makes a lot of sense to me now. K4 GSC.
Well, you know, the COVID shut the ham fest down, all that kind of stuff, and we went, me and a friend of mine, we went to Lawrenceville last year when it was able to start back up, and we went last Saturday, and that was a real disappointment. There was one dealer there, which was ICOM, and Ham Radio World, a guy I've seen at all the ham fests. I don't know if something, I hope nothing went wrong with him, but he wasn't there, and it just, I wasn't real satisfied with the ham fest. I bought two or three little, I think I spent $23. Oh boy, big deal. But I bought a couple of things from this guy, and I've seen him at all the ham fests, and so I don't know why he wasn't there. I don't know how I could find out. But anyway, it just, and I got a bad antenna as far as doing HF. By next summer, I mean, I'm just going to put me up a new one, get a new one. They do give out after a few years, though.
Yeah, Roger, well, I got this general, and the only time I ever used it was the day I got it. Larry let me make a contact on his station. So, like I said, I got the bug again, so I'm going to be getting back into it. I definitely got to get that extra ticket, though. But it's real good to hear you. I'm going to let you get about your business. I got some things I need to go take care of real quick. But, Station, good to hear your voice, man. I'll bid you 73s on your final.
I appreciate it. Appreciate you hollering at me. And, yeah, it's been quite a while since I've heard you, I guess. And I've checked into the net, you know, just off and on, but I guess we just at different times. But anyway, you have a good day. Be safe, and hopefully I'll catch you later on. N4OVQ, I'll be clear.
K4GSC, 73 to you. We'll holler at you a little bit.
X-ray whiskey. Stacy, that sorry sap sucker driving that truck, he drives in one of those trash trucks.
X-ray bet, but I thought that's what he was doing in 4OVQ.
Yeah, that sorry sap sucker driving one of those trash trucks. Good to hear you there, Stacy. It was kind of strange. I turned the radio on right quick. There you was talking about me.
Ain't that something? Hey, man, it's good. It's good to hear you, and it always has been. And so you heard what I had to say, but you doing okay, brother?
I am. I'm up here in Gaffney, running around today, trying to get it done before the heavy rain comes, which ain't paid a lot of attention to the weather. They say the heavy is supposed to come a little bit after lunch, I think.
I was thinking, I seemed like what I was hearing this morning was going to be around 2 or 3 o'clock, so, and then around 7 o'clock, I think they said it's moving on out, and maybe we'll be okay tomorrow.
We're going to a little ham fest tomorrow up here in Rock Hill. They're going to have one in Rock Hill tomorrow morning, so we'll try to make it as long as the sky is looking good.
Gerd B. tell him I was disappointed in the Stone Mountain Ham Fest or Lawrenceville, or what you want to call it, but I don't know. It just seemed like the outside part was still the same, but in there where you see the dealer, I just wasn't nobody back there. I didn't even see where they had the Go Box contest or nothing. It just wasn't going on. So I guess it's like everything else. COVID has started all this, and I don't know about it. Over.
Yep. Which ham fest was that?
Well, Georgia, they call it the Stone Mountain Ham Fest, and it's been a good one since I've been going, and then that COVID hit, and then they didn't have it for 20. We went last year, and, you know, it's just been a thing. And I like Waynesville Ham Fest. Then they didn't have it one year because of COVID, and I didn't get to go this past year to that one. But I don't know. Everything just seemed to be messed up over.
Well, hey, I kind of missed you down there at Stone Mountain. I was down there. I set up selling some stuff down there. I missed you on that. Hey, listen, I'd love to talk to you. I really would, but I just backed up to my next stop, so I got to hop out. Stacy, it's always a pleasure. Hope I check you on in the next time. Have a good one. Be Kilo Victor 4-inch Ray Whiskey. I'll be clear after your final.
Bless your heart, man. It's good to hear you. I've probably seen you. If you've seen a bald-headed man, I'm talking about bald-headed. Ain't got a lick there. Ain't got nothing. Nowhere. You can't even find none around back of the ears. I probably seemed. Anyway, have a good and be safe. And for OVQ, I'll be clear. OTR, bird legs, and for OVQ.
OVQ, KF4NXY, this is David.
Like you said, K4NXY and 4OVQ, was I right or wrong?
Kilo Foxtrot 4 November X-Ray Yankee, and the personal is David.
I did get that, but I'd walked off in the other room, so I didn't quite catch it all. But, well, good morning to you. I don't know if I've ever talked to you or not. Maybe I have, I don't know, but. And I'm just kind of in and out, though.
I'm not too far from Anderson. I'm in Possum Kingdom, and I don't think I've ever talked to you before either, but it kind of sounded like you might have been on the radio a while back and was kind of getting active again, so, and I kind of did the same thing myself. I was on it a good while back, and I've started getting active again in it myself, and joined the Blue Ridge Club and been going to some of their meetings, and now that maybe this COVID is kind of heading out, hopefully it'll, you know, go away somewhat and things will get a little bit back to normal. People can congregate together more easily and have, you know, more ham fests and stuff like that.
Well, I've been on the radio since 1984, I think, and I'm Radio 4. I got one room set up. I got 5 ATF radios sitting in there, and one of them stays on 24/7 every once in a while. I don't have no problem hearing, but my transmitting, I got, like I was saying a while ago, I'm going to order me a new antenna, but I probably ain't going to do it this winter. I'll wait till summer starts or spring and put me up another one. I've worked all states and got my DXCC with the countries, and I've been satisfied with that, but I don't know. Seemed like COVID hit. My mind was somewhere else, and it just wasn't on radio.
I know exactly what you mean. I lost a couple of close family members to COVID, and it's been a rough couple of years. So you know, it's be glad when hopefully they can, you know, get rid of it.
It's all just a big mess without getting into politics and all that. I'm just, you know, I like I said a while ago, I don't know if you heard me, but I got into DMR a few years, well, I don't know, a couple of years, I guess, before COVID hit, got in DMR. So here in the last few months, I got the new open spot 4, so I got into D-Star and C4FM and all that, and I'm just kind of back and forth, and I kind of get bored sitting here. I said, well, I'm just going to turn the radio on. Sometimes I turn two of them on and just see what I can hear of.
Well, the one I'm on right now is a 991A, and I don't think it has dual receive. I mostly got it for the waterfall on the HF, and it's got, I believe it's got the C4FM, but I haven't gotten into using that. I do have a DMR set up that a fella helped my wife get it going, and I kind of listen in to the Texas Statewide. I like to listen to them when they're talking a little bit. So it's, yeah, you know, there's a lot of different facets to it. I mean, there's some people like to do that FT8 where they make, you know, a lot of contacts all over the world. I haven't gotten into that part of it yet either. So, but yeah, there's a lot of things, you know, you can do with the ham radio. There's a frequency that, you know, some of the guys transmit, you know, video on. So, you know, there's just, you know, so much stuff you can do with it.
Or OVQ. I looked at the 991 for a long time. I got the 7300 with the waterfall. It's a good radio. I like it. I don't even know why I'd even think about buying another one, but I got a Yaesu FT2000, a Kenwood 590. I got a Kenwood 430. And I got a Yaesu 757. So I'm just, like I say, I'm radio poor, and you can only listen to one at a time. FT8, I've worked off states for that. FT4, I think I like one of being worked off that. So JT65, I've done all that. So I'm just kind of laid back now with the HF stuff. Over.
Yeah, I've got a few HF radios myself, and you're right, you can really only listen to one at a time. I've had a few of them go off at the same time with conversations, and you know, it gets on your nerves real quick, and you got to turn the volume down on some of them and just listen to one.
I got 7-8 certificates right now with the Logbook of the World that I just hadn't ordered. I mean, I've worked all states on 20 meters and all that kind of stuff. I don't know. It's sort of like I just got burnt out doing that. I used to love to do the contest, but the Kenwood 590 is where I did most of my stuff on. And, but 7300, it's worked out very well. First ICOM radio ever on, so, but it's all good, though.
Yeah, well, the first HF I had, radio I had, was old, Yaesu 757, and, I really, didn't get much HF done on it. I traded it off to somebody, and he traded it back to me, and when I got it back from him, he had burned up the finals in it, so I just wound up, you know, giving it to somebody. So, but that's another story. KF4NXY.
NXY and 4OVQ. That was my first ham radio also. I bought it at Shelby Ham Fest, and I used that thing for several years. I traded it to an old friend of mine up in Cherokee, right next to the reservation up there for a Kenwood 930, I think it was. And I run across one here a few years ago in an auction, and it was still in the box. The guy, and it didn't sit there for like 20 years. And I bid it on that thing on eBay, and I ended up with it. I got it right now. And, you know, it came out the same time as the Kenwood 430, and I got that radio also. But I only do the 757 because I can practice code on it and not have to transmit and all that over.
Yeah, kind of leaving a little pause there. In case somebody wanted to use the repeater. But, yeah, thinking back on radios, I've got an old radio that was my dad's first, well, I don't know if it was his first radio. It was one we had at the house when I was a kid, when I was about 10 years old, and I wound up with it. And a friend of mine has redone it for me. I just got to pick it up. He's was over in Campobello, and that's a good little jump from here. But anyway, it's, you know, it's an old Blackface Johnson. You know, it's got like 10 frequencies in it. And, you know, it's not really much of a usable radio. It's just a sentimental thing for me, and I like to have it working.
And I bought the... I bid it on that Gazoo just because that was one of the first ham radio I ever got. And boy, that was something. I had the matching power supply with it, and I think it cost me a little over a thousand back then. And I don't have the matching power supply with it here, but just sentimental. Long reason I got to buy it. But, anyway, all right, David, I'll get out of here and kind of listen around. I may go turn my D-Star on and see what's going on there. Of course, I'll probably have both of them, but like I said, well, it was still hard to listen to two radios at one time. But I lived in Belton for 11 years, so I do know where Possum Kingdom's at. But anyway... You have a good day, and stay dry, be careful, and maybe we can catch each other later on. My name's KFONXYN4OVQ.
And David, he doesn't even know how to operate the one he's got. I don't know how he'd operate two. It's N0TR.
In there if I talked enough.
I got a text on my phone, and I had just taken a gift over to my neighbor, and I come back, and in order to answer the text, I sit down on the bench under the canopy there on the back porch, not thinking about there'd been wind with that rain. And so I had to go up and get the hair dryer off, out and dry off before I could ever even make contact with you. She told me you was on here. Good morning. Good morning, you, David. Go ahead and pick it up.
Yeah, he also added bird legs to your call a while ago when he was calling for you. So, but yeah, y'all two pick it up, and I'll be listening. KFONXY.
All right, buddy. We'll talk to you later. And Tom, I did say N0TR bird legs. That's exactly what I said.
David, and I know you have no respect for your inferiors.
I probably got more for you than anybody I know, Mr. Tom.
Same back at you. Oh, I just grabbed me a can of ginger ale and some cashews and sitting there watching an old Audie Murphy movie, waiting on the news on the weather there at noon, but I think it's about over with. We got 2.28 inches since midnight. We got about an inch and three or so. Thank the good Lord for that. We needed it.
Exactly. Well, I'm sitting here watching it run across the screen, but I think we're supposed to get kind of a good heavy thing around 2 or 3 o'clock, and they said by 7 o'clock. So we'll see, but I'm getting up and gone every day, and I go to the rec center here in Anderson and walk 2 miles a day. But they close today for Veterans Day, and so I'm just going to kind of hang in at the house today,
Like a plan. That's what we're doing. And Bernice was mopping the floor up in the kitchen, and now she's in on her computer, probably looking at recipes, and about all I got to do outside is go out and check on the chickens and see how many eggs there are, because we fed them real good last night. It'll usually last 2 or 3 days. And I got kind of an automatic watering system here, you might say. I just got to turn the faucet on, and yeah, there's a float in a 5-gallon bucket, and it fills up to that, and then they got these little cups they drink out of. So I did that just a bit ago. But I had to take my neighbor Tim over a T-shirt I bought him. Stacy, yeah, let me drop this for a second. It has a big mug of beer on it and 2 shot glasses of whiskey, I guess it is. And the writing on it says, "Don't worry, I've had my booster and my 2 shots.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. I wish you hadn't mentioned chickens. I don't tell you, Tom. I fixed my yard up this past summer, started feeding birds, got bird feeders out and put mulch out. And my landlord got some chickens. He had 12. Well, one got missing. I think something happened to it. But them chickens has tore my place up. I mean, pecking at my plants, scratching all the mulch out, and just using the bathroom all around my back door, blah, blah, blah. And so I just took everything up last week. I even did away with the mulch and put rock, and they even scratched it out, and I had to pick all that up. So I'm not real fond of the chicken deal, but what they do, let me let it drop. I'll come home and I'll have a dozen eggs sitting on my table out back. Plus, they went down on my rent. You ever heard tell of anybody going down on rent instead of going up? They went down on mine. So I'm real happy over that. But I'm still not happy with the chicken. So this coming summer, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know if I'm going to try to fix my yard up or not. I mean, they just scratch and just tear it up. But yet I get a dozen eggs out of it. About every couple of weeks, I'll get a dozen eggs.
This ends your OTR. Well, here's your tip of the day, Stacy. Eat more chicken.
Well, I was talking to somebody last night, I think it was, and I had a friend of mine was over here, but I said, "I'm going to buy me one of these little child BB guns and just kind of ping them." They said, "No," they said, "you'll kill them if you shoot them with one of them little one-cock BB guns. Would that kill a chicken?"
"No, sir, I don't think so, unless you hit him in the head. And you can practice a little bit with it and shoot them at a little bit of a distance, but I don't think they run much over 200 foot a second or so. It's been a long time. I had one over here, a daisy, and I don't even know if I still got it. I think it quit working. But no, it'll put the quietus to them, and they should run. Any little thing, and man, they go airborne. So a pop gun might even scare them off, Stacy. Either one. But I don't think you'd heard him a bit with the old Daisy Red Rider or something like that. And you can see the arc of the BB out there if the light's right. So I wouldn't worry about hurting them. I just shoot them in the body a little bit or down by their feet. I shoot them in the body, like the wings, because they're well padded there. Just don't hit them in the head. That might discourage them. Or instant half firecracker. They'll go airborne.
Well, the Daisy BB gun is exactly what I thought about. But I wouldn't want to puncture their wing or nothing, because naturally I would shoot them on sight. I'm not wanting to kill nothing. I don't kill animals, but I was trying to figure yesterday, I was out there putting them rock back in that they scratched out, and I can't even believe they do that. I guess I'm going to get river rock to something they just can't do. I said, but what can I put in here that would bother their feet? Maybe they tough enough that it looks like ain't nothing going to bother the feet, though.
They're noted for tearing the heck out of things. That's why I don't let mine free range, because they'd be out in the garden, and they would be, digging up the strawberries and tomato plants and everything else. So I just can't let them do it. And then besides that, the hawks would get them, and you can't do nothing about the hawks because they are protected, and I wouldn't anyways. But that I don't think that Red Rider would be a problem at all, and you're not gonna puncture the skin with that. It'll just bounce off of them.
Off that, so I'll keep that in mind, but I hadn't thought about a pop gun. I have thought about firecrackers, not for the chickens, but to make my cat come back in the house when she wants to act up and run out and stay outside. So Debbie had gave me one of these things you stick it in water and you pull it back and then you shoot it. Well, I've been running the chickens off of that. Plus, as soon as my cat sees me pick it up, she will run back in the house. But the chickens don't seem to, they forget. I mean, they just forget. They come back within 30 minutes like nothing ever happened, though.
The star in the constellation, that's for sure, Stacey. Well, you could probably take two pieces of something like a 1x4 or something, or a 2x4, and slap them together. They're skiddies. They'll usually, just walk towards them and go whack with it, and that should take care of it.
Hitting them with it.
Oh, no. I don't want to hurt any animal like that. What I'm talking about is just making a big whop, a crack with it. When you slap two 1x4s together, that it makes a big pop.
I got you. Yeah, I don't want to hurt nothing. I'm just, I've never been a hunter, and about half of my family deer hunters and all that kind of stuff. I don't do that. I'm just not. I think I went rabbit hunting one time with my dad-in-law back in the late 70s, and that was enough for me about once. I'm not a hunter. I'm a lover, Tom.
I think we all say that, but I think we got big imaginations. That's good, Stacey. I don't hunt anymore as far as hunting anything, and I don't want to hurt anything. People told me with the chickens that when they got older, I'd ought to butcher them and eat them. Well, back when we was in Kansas and we were young, we would have. But, Bernice would do that now, but I wouldn't let her. And if I have one die, I take it down and bury it. But most people wouldn't go to trouble. But I don't want to hurt them. They're kind of a dumb creature anyway. Sometimes you'd like to kill them out there. Some of the stupid things they do. You walk in the pen And they go flying all over the place or something if you're not real careful. And they can hurt you with those claws, I'll tell you. But these ones we got now, these black Australops from Australia, those suckers got some biters on their feet that you wouldn't believe. Ooh, I just saw a picture of Myrtle Beach, and it doesn't look good at all. And the kids are going up there for a football game this weekend. But, wow, it's really blowing.
Well, you know, there's one or two of these chickens that hang around here. It seems like they won't stay in my backyard because I feed birds, and they won't eat that seed that's, you know, come out of the bird feeder, blah, blah, blah. But they'll just crouch down on the ground and let you pet them. So I'm like, wow, you know, I can't hurt nothing. But, yeah, I'm not the lover I used to be. Tom, I don't even think about it much no more when you get this age. But old Deb's still around, if you remember her. We still kind of get out sometime and go out and eat and all that kind of stuff, but other than that, I just work on Monday and Tuesday, and the rest of the time, I'm just doing whatever.
At least you ain't pushing up daisies from the root side. I just got a message from an old friend up in Kansas there. A friend of mine called me, told me about another friend that passed away that was a ham operator and a good friend, and hated to hear that, but oh, he'd had cancer for a lot of years, and he beat it, so he can't beat a deal like that. The only thing I feel bad about today is all of the veteran celebrations and that weren't brought to the inside probably got canceled. And you ever notice how a lot of times it happens to rain on Memorial Day when people's out trying to decorate their graves and on Veterans Day? It really stinks. We're going to have to, you know, get after Mother Nature or something there, Stacy. Send her OTR.
We cue. Yeah, I know what you mean, Tom. So, yeah, they've a line on this day, I get. Well, it's just like Rick Center. I didn't get to go walk because they respect it enough. They just closed it down for everybody to do what they got to do. But I'm like you, the weather. You said Bernice, I'm sure she's doing well. You said she was mopping the floor. I'm surprised she wasn't using you to do it with, though.
Else. She's got a cold, and I got her to take a pill today, which she won't hardly ever take a pill, but I give her a Mucinex, and then an emergency, they call it. It's a drink, and she's had a cold for the last 2 days, but she doesn't even like to acknowledge that. But, oh, she has this little wet mop thing she mops the floor with up there and sanitizes it, I guess you'd say. And she was doing that just for busy work. And then a package come with a couple of new nightgowns in it and that shirt from a neighbor that I give him. He was going to wear that shirt back to work. Can you believe that? And he works in the office there, Stacy.
Good deal. You know, I'm probably a little bit hard on you, Tom, saying you'd mop the floor with and calling you bird legs and all, and I don't mean no harm, none of that. It's all in fun, and that's called a like you, old.
Heck, I never even thought such a thing, Stace. You called me bird legs from the day we met, and it's the truth. Shoot. I wish my bird foot was better. It gives me fits, but no, Bernice is doing good. We've been working outside a lot, and that's probably where we got the cold. Blowing leaves, and I got a lot of hickory nuts out there. Boy, them suckers during the night, they hit that tin barn, they hit the roof, and it'll wake you up. And we got hickory nuts and lots of acorns, and wham, they hit the, if you're in that building, like when I feed the chickens, and one of those big hickory nuts hit the top of there, you feel like hitting the dirt and grabbing for your firearm now. I'm telling you, it's bad. It's a real bang. But, no, we'd be good. We went to store yesterday, or Wednesday, to get ahead of the storm, and got all of our goodies and met a couple of people we like and visited with them. And I talked with Jerry this morning in Fort DJC down that way, and he's doing okay. And so I ain't got no aches and pains. It's this rare disease, AGE. This is Enter OTR.
You know, Jerry, I just met Jerry back in summer, as far as on radio. I hadn't met him, you know, in person. He only lives, I don't know, probably 5 miles from me. And I bought a HT that was digital, and it also does, you know, analog too, but it's got APRS on it. So he taught me a little about that, but I kind of miss talking to Jerry. He has caught me on D-Star, so it's not, and I bought the new Opus 5. I don't think you or Bob, either one, does DMR, D-Star, none of that. But by the way, have you talked to Bob Opus?
On text, it's been probably 2-3 weeks ago. I think he's pretty busy with his dad, and then they, as far as I know, they did the big single sideband contest up there, and he's doing fine, but he's got his dad there at the house now. And then he sent me some information on making kielbasa. Boy, that stuff he makes really looks good. But I laid it all out for Bernice, and it seemed like that there'd be quite a little bit you'd have to invest in it. And that's not the main problem, but the main problem is we just wouldn't eat that much. And you generally look like you had to make quite a bit of it, and it's probably not the most heart-healthy food you could have. I got to watch my salt real careful, Stacy, because I have a heart problem. But so I don't think she's going to go ahead with it, but she considered it seriously. In fact, I showed her a thing last night of a thing that stuffs the sausage into the skins, you know, and she said, no, she said, I ain't made up my mind yet. She said, I don't think I'm going to do it, though. But that's the last time I talked to him.
I've heard of that before. Well, how's your heart doing besides being good?
Considering my ejection fraction about 10 or 12 years ago, I guess 13 years ago, it was 15%, and I couldn't walk 10 feet. And I'm serious, I could not walk 10 feet. And it felt like an elephant sitting on your chest. And they said, well, you know, normally you got 1 to 5 years to live, and that's been 13 years ago. I'd say it was a miracle of modern medicine and good heart doctors. And the ejection fraction's up now about 35. And, I have to take a nitroglycerin once in a while, but not very often. If it's cold out, you know, walk down to the bottom of the property there or something and back up, I have to stop a couple times, and now and then I got to take a nitro. But other than that, I think I've been very much blessed by the good Lord, Stacy.
You know what? I got the nitro. I tote it in my pocket every day. I've never had to take one. I'm going on 6 years now. And I still worry, you know, about the situation.
But every time I go do the stress tests and all that, I mean, I'm good. They just, and you know, back when I had that open heart, the surgeon said, okay, I fixed you for about 20, 25 more years if you'll quit that smoking. Well, I hadn't smoked in 6 years. I said, I've been quit smoking. Well, the damage was already done. But my original heart doctor said, okay, you good for about 12, 13 more years. Well, I got rid of him. I didn't keep him. I didn't like him. After what the surgeon told me and then him tell me that, I wanted to listen to the surgeon. So I switched over. I still go to the same place, but there's about four different heart doctors in there. But anyway, I keep thinking, okay, I'm coming up on 6 years. I got six more years to go, according to what he says.
It's in Gerald T.R. I think the good Lord's got a plan for us, and it's like the sign used to say when I used to go up in the old Chris's building back home and said, practicing surgery. And they're not God, but they do the best they can, and we're very lucky to have them, and they're very special people. I got a wonderful heart doctor here, and I had a wonderful one back in Missouri. We had just got a heart cath lab in our hometown, and that guy was a little leery. I was so bad about doing the catheterization on me, so they loaded me in an ambulance and sent me to the ICU, the heart ICU in Joplin, Missouri, and they had a lot of heart doctors there. And they did open heart surgery and such as that, and I didn't have to have that. I have congestive heart failure. It's a weak heart muscle. And at any rate, there were things that aggravated that from many years ago, Jerry, but I never smoked. But Jerry, Stacy, I got Jerry on my mind. I keep wanting to tell you, he's a very smart man, and what he tells you about that satellite stuff and all that is right on. It's over my head. But anyways, my neighbor here and his wife both smoke, and it's sad because they're young. They want to retire in about 5 years, and I just hate to see them keep doing that to themselves, because I've had multiple lung surgeries, and I see the pain I went through has been tremendous, and you just don't want to smoke. That's all I can say. But my dad smoked, and he couldn't quit, and he died at 62 of a massive heart attack. So it's a good thing you quit, or you wouldn't be here right now, probably, Stacey. This is Gerald T.R.
Thank you. Well, you know, Deb's the one that got me to stop. She just, I think this 2000, December of 2011, December 25th, she gave me one of these vape cigarettes. I quit regular cigarettes, and that was 42 years I'd done been smoking. So I quit the cigarettes, did the vape thing for 6 years, had open heart surgery, and my surgeon said, well, I fixed 25 years if you'll quit that smoking. I said, okay, I've been quit. I said, but I do vape. What do you think about that? He said, well, probably be okay, but what you gonna do about that water getting into your lungs? And man, that just scared me to death. So I quit that. I had the heart surgery in April, September, or the last day of, let's see, September, October. I hadn't vaped since, and that's been, 2017 to now, so I don't do any of it, but I still worry about it, and I shouldn't worry about it, I don't guess. You're not leaving here until you're supposed to, you know, that's the way I look at it, though.